Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Like the dew in the morning, gently wraps the
yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Anyone on this morning? I want to hear you.
He's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Come on, everybody, just give God a praise this morning.
Hey, hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, give him a praise this morning.
Amen.
Amen. You want to be thankful? We are thankful. We're thankful that he woke us up this morning. Amen. Allowed us to see another day that we've never seen before. We're thankful, amen, that I hope no one is on this line. I pray that no one is on this line sick. Amen. Because by his stripes you are healed. So God has been protecting you. And so we just ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God a praise. Give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone have a prayer request before we have another song? We're going to have another song, but anyone have a prayer request this morning? Got a praise report?
Lift me up this morning. Lift everybody up on the line.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else got anything?
Lift me up, too.
Amen.
I need
anyone else? Amen. All the way from Alabama. Thank the Lord. Amen. Anyone else? All right, then. Father God, we thank you for blessing your people, for watching over them, for being a keeper. I pray today, Lord, you would open our eyes. You would open up our understanding. You would cause us to see what needs to be seen. And may we be able to do what needs to be done. And may the word enrich and enlighten the hearts of all men, all mankind. And all praise and honor and blessings in Jesus' name. Bless my brother, Lord. Encourage his heart. Provide his needs. And Lord, open up his understanding, Lord. For you meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And praise, honor, and Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give us another song. We're going to play one song. Let us all just worship. Let us all just worship. Amen, amen.
How many ready to thank the Lord for being alive here tonight? Around me, and I want to take this time and say thank you, Lord, for keeping me alive.
Yes.
But thank God for being alive.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say, I am a living testimony this morning. I could have been dead, but yet I'm still alive. Amen. How many is a testimony this morning? How many
Amen.
Do you know where? Do you know where God brought you from?
Amen.
You might not be where you want to be, but you are sure more further along than you used to be. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what we thank God that we are a testimony. Amen. Amen. Some of you was in some horrible places in your life. Some of you had hard times in your life. I know I did, but I say God brought me out. Amen. And thank God for Jesus today. Amen. That he shed his blood on the tree so I could live and have the right to life. Thank God for giving me a right to life. I know I wasn't worthy, but he made me worthy. I know I wasn't fit, but God made me fit. Amen. I might not be what you want me to be, but I am what God says that I am. Amen. Praise God. I can't think about what you said about me, but it's what God says about me that matters. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. I want to give a word this morning. Amen. Because I laid down last night, and as I lay in the bed, I tossed and turned, and I said, Lord, what am I going to say this morning? And then I woke up with a word, amen, that God said to his people. I woke up with a word. You know, I didn't try to write one out last night, but I just laid down empty so God could wake me up this morning and fill me with what he has for you today, amen. And so all of you that are listening today, I would like for you to turn to the book of Matthew today. Matthew chapter 5. We're going to read verse 15 and 16. I might go down where I started, verse 13 through 16. Amen? If you have that word, say amen this morning.
Amen.
I mean, I can hear y'all right. I can hear y'all this morning. Amen. Y'all got to talk up to me because I'm feeling kind of happy this morning. So when I'm feeling happy, you got to talk back to me. Yeah, y'all all right today? Amen.
Amen.
Verse 13, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, starting at verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, or you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot. Amen. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the doing of his word. I thank you for blessing this word. Amen. Amen. I had for a thought this morning, but God woke me up with this morning. God woke me up with a thought. Being the light. Are you with me? Being the light. Being the light. Being the light. And what is it about? What is being the light? Being a light, being an example is a light. Amen. Amen. So God say, you are the light. You are the examples. In other words, you're supposed to be the examples. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I like in the first verse that I read in verse 13, it says, but if the salt has lost his savior, it is good for nothing. Isn't that something? When we think about Savior, if salt has lost its taste, it's good for nothing, amen? If salt loses its influence, it's good for nothing.
Uh-huh.
So if we are not influencing anybody in this gospel here, then we are good for nothing.
Ooh.
There's no need for us to be here if we're not going to be an influence to the world. Now, this is what Jesus said. If you are not being an influence in this gospel, then you are good for nothing. You may as well be thrown to the side and burned because you're good for nothing, because you're not doing what it is that God said for you to do, because he said you must be an influence. I think what has happened today in the church and in the people today, we lost our Savior. We lost the influence. And what I mean by you, when you lose your influence, you're not influencing anyone to change. You see, salt, what salt does, Job says there's no taste of the white of an egg, but when you add salt to it, it influences the taste. Or it influences it. So if you are not can't influence anyone in this thing, the Bible says you are good for nothing. You see, what has happened today is that the world has been more influenced on the people of God than the people of God has been to the world. You see, and instead of the church influencing change to the world, it seems like the world has influenced change to the church, because the church now and the people now are doing everything that the world does. And how can you influence something when you're being just like them? Amen. I see more saints got more tattoos on them than the world got. Them tattooed their bodies and everything, and they're being influenced by the world to tattoo themselves, even though in the book of Leviticus, I believe it's chapter 18, it said, you shall put no markings or paint your body in any way. But the church has got painted up more than the world. So God is saying that if you're not influencing them and they're influencing you, you are good for nothing. Hallelujah. The world is influenced. Men got more earrings in their ear than the world does, because the world has influenced them to put earrings in their ear rather than to take them out. Because, you see, you took that influence from the world. You saw somebody in the world had an earring stuck in their ear, and so men started wearing earrings like women, and so therefore they were being influenced by the world more than being influenced by God. Come on, y'all, this morning, amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about if you're not being an influence. I'm talking about if you're not doing anything so that the world can change to be like God, and rather than you changing to be like them, God never told you to.
Pastor. We lost sound. Pastor.
I think we done got off on this thing somewhere, amen. You know, when the Bible said we got to be holy, we got to be different, amen. We're supposed to be holy people. We're supposed to be different people. We're not supposed to be like everybody else. We're supposed to be walking. We're supposed to be walking according to the word, and not walking according to the world. You see, if you have lost your influence, you're good for nothing, amen. You can't tell me. See, you can't go influence somebody to change and tell them how God has set them free, and you still walking bound. How you going to sell something to me that you haven't bought yet? Are y'all with me this morning? Amen.
Amen.
You trying to tell me how God would deliver it and you can't get delivered. How is that influence on somebody? Amen. You talk about the freedom of God and how much liberty we have and how much freedom we have in Jesus, and then you bound. Come on, I say we got to be an influence, amen. Come on, it's time for some change, amen. It's time for us to get back to the old path. It's time for us to get back to the old way. It's time for us to get back and start walking in holiness and be upright and be the example and be separate from the world. That's why God said, come out of her, my people, and be ye separated. In other words, he said, come out, my people, and be holy today, because if you're not being an influence, you're good for nothing, as the Bible says here. If you're doing everything they're doing, it's not about anything, amen? If you're acting like they're acting, you're trying to influence somebody and tell them how good God is, and you can't keep your mouth shut. Are you with me today, amen? The Bible says you are the light. You are the light. You're supposed to be the example. You're supposed to be doing it the way God said do it. And regardless to what's said or what is being done, it's your thing to do it what God said do and not the way the world said do it. You're supposed to take a stand for this thing. But that's the thing about it. Everybody falling down instead of taking a stand. Paul said, I'm set for the defense of the gospel. I take a stand in the gospel. Regardless of what I suffer or what I go through, I've taken a stand for it because I believe that God is who he said he is, and I believe Jesus did what he said he was going to do. And because I believe that, I'm taking a stand for what's right instead of what's wrong, and stop giving in and stop giving out and stop giving over. You see, if you're going to be the influence, then you're going to have to be different to be an influence. Hallelujah. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 because we're talking about being a light. And see, sometimes we don't know what being a light is. Jesus said we're supposed to be the one sitting on the hill. And if you're the light sitting on the hill, everybody's supposed to be able to see you. You see, if you do the same thing everybody else do, that means you're no different from than they are. If you want to be a light in a place, you got to be different in the place. How many are with me on that? Amen. You see, if everybody wearing white and you come in there and wearing black, you'd be different from the rest of them, and they're going to pay more attention to you than they are with everybody got the same thing on. Amen. See, if you just like the world, see, we got to be different than the world so that we can be a light, or we would be a spectacle. Amen. The Bible said, he that ordered his conversation aright, or he that turns away from unrighteousness makes himself a spot. And a spot, whenever you got a spot on the clothes, a spot is something that everybody stares at. I know I can put on a pair of pants or a shirt or a suit, and there's two people in the church, they're going to see that spot. Beck, my wife, and Miss Yvette, they're going to see that spot. If nobody else sees, they're going to see it. And as I walk around, they're going to be watching that spot. And they're going to be looking at that spot. Why is it that the spot is looked at? Because it's off. It's different. It's not like the rest. Amen. It's a different color than the rest of your clothes. And everybody looks at the spot. You see, God said we are supposed to be spots in the earth. Amen. That everybody's supposed to be looking at us. rather than for us to be looking at them. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, amen, verse 13. I'm going to just read one verse out of there. He said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. You see, we want to be identified by how many tongues we speak in, right? Or we want to say we say because how we speak in tongues, which that is true. But a tongue is an outward manifestation that the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. You see, tongue is an outward manifestation that the Holy Spirit is in you. It's an outward manifestation. But you see, we got to realize that it's not just the outward manifestation of the Holy Ghost. There's an inward manifestation of the Holy Ghost. The inward manifestation of the Holy Ghost is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. You see, if I'm going to be an example, it's not how much tongue I speak in, but it's how much can I live, how much can I walk out, how much of this gospel can I walk out. Can I have joy in the midst of trouble, amen? Can I have peace when I'm in a storm, you see? You see, if other people see that I got peace in the midst of a storm, they'll be more encouraged to go through the storm themselves. But if they see me fainting and falling away, then they will fall away. But how much of this you can walk out? I know you can speak in tongues. I know the Bible said on the day of Pentecost,
you are now a host.
With tongue, and I know when they got the Holy Ghost, they spoke with tongues. But it didn't stop right there. It didn't stop right there at the tongues. It was in your walk. How much of this you're walking out? How much of this are you living? You see, God said you can't just speak in tongues about it, but you got to walk it out. You got to live it out. Amen. It's got to be in your heart. You got to have some joy. You ought to have some peace. Amen. You ought to be doing righteousness. Amen. Because instead of wickedness, you should be doing righteousness, because that's what's going to set you apart. You see, it's the good things that you do will set you apart from the evil things that the wicked do. So if you want to be a light, you got to start doing the good. Are we walking it out? Amen. Every time you confront it by somebody, you go off on them. And then you turn around and speak in tongue and talk about how saved you are. Yes. You got the Holy Ghost for sure. But you don't show no restraint. Because you ought to have some restraint in your life. Amen. Come on. Say, I need some restraint in my life. You going off on some. You going off on somebody all the time. You're not showing no restraint. I thought the Holy Ghost was supposed to restrain you. Paul said that the Holy Ghost restrains me, amen. It stops me. It helps me. It calls me to overcome these things that I'm going through. It's the Holy Spirit, amen, that gives me power to overcome. Am I walking in the flesh or am I walking in the spirit? You see, that's where things are told. That you see, it's not when everything going good that you be the example. It's when things are not going good and you still stand. Hallelujah. That's when you're being a light, amen. That's when everybody can see it, amen. That's when everybody can see what you're going through, and they know what you're going through, and they know the problems going. They know the problems that you're having, amen. And they know where you're living. They know where you're staying. They know all that about you, and they still see you moving on. They still see you praising God. They still see you with uplifted hand. You come to God with lifted up hand and a mouth full of praise. They still see you praising God, even in the midst of the storm. They still see you. And when they see you in the midst of the storm and they see how you stood in the storm, you see, that gives them a light or something that they can see that they can say, I can do this also.
Amen.
That when Jesus was walking on the water, Peter looked out there and saw Jesus, because Jesus was being an example, was showing him how to walk on the water. Even though a storm was going on in the water or over the water, but Jesus was still walking in the midst of the water. And Peter looked out and saw Jesus out there in the water walking. And Peter looked out there and saw Jesus did that. And when he saw Jesus do that, he said, Lord, can I come? I see what you're doing, Lord. I see the example that you're giving me, Lord. You're showing me that I can overcome these waters. You're showing me that I can overcome all things through the Christ that strengthened me. You're showing me that through the power of God I can do these things. You're showing me, Jesus. I see it, Jesus. I see it. You see, Jesus was a light to Peter, and the reason Peter stepped out the boat because he saw Jesus doing something that he hadn't done. Come on, say, that's what a light is, amen? When you are doing something that nobody else is doing, you're being a light. When you're doing the same thing everybody else is doing, you're still in darkness. So it's not just by the speaking of tongues, amen. It's also about love. You see, a fruit of the Spirit, amen. Yeah, you got your outward manifestation, Paul say, but where's your inward manifestation? Can you love when you're not being loved back? Even when people ain't treating you right, can you treat them right even when they don't treat you right? Can you speak to them when they don't speak to you? I mean, that's what love is all about. Can I put up with something a long time? You know, the Bible said we have to be long-suffering, amen. You see, yeah, I've been put up with this thing a long time. But we are so short-tempered. We're ready to get rid of something as soon as something rises up. We're ready to dismiss it and get rid of it, and not knowing, as I said the other night, not knowing that the very thing God put in your life to help correct you was the thing that you got rid of because you wasn't long-suffering. You couldn't put up with it for a while. You couldn't go through. You see, if we're going to be the light, then whenever something comes, we're going to have to learn how to suffer along with it. We don't just get rid of it just because it looks like an enemy, amen. See, Jesus tells us to pray for your enemy. Be good to those that, do good to those that misuse and abuse you. You see, that's what a light is. When I'm doing good to you, and even though you ain't treating me right, I'm still taking care of you when you don't do nothing for me. See, I'm putting up with it. It ain't that I like putting up with it, but I'm putting up with it for Jesus because Jesus is a light. Amen. Amen. You see, we got people getting divorces, amen, just because they don't want to put up with nothing, amen. And everybody tell you, you ought to jump out, and Jesus said, no, you long-suffering. I could have got rid of you a long time ago. I should have killed you when you stole that money from them people. I should have killed you, amen, I could have killed you a long time ago, amen, for the stuff you did, but I didn't kill you. I just put up with you, amen, because that, see, when we're doing that, we're doing the attributes of God. That's what love does. Love, what does it say? Love suffers long, amen. If that's what it says about love, love thinks no evil, amen. It's not easily provoked. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's what makes me upset about a lot of preachers who say that they called of God and they can't take no offenses. Let me know there ain't no light. If somebody say something to you and run you out of church, then something wrong with your power, amen. Something wrong with your Holy Ghost. Something wrong with your Holy Ghost, amen. If you can't take nothing, then something wrong with you. See, God's just trying to show you how weak you are. You thought you were strong, but really you was weak. And that's why you allowed that to happen to you, because you're a weakling. You just like water. You can't take nothing. What kind of light is that? Are y'all with me today? Amen?
Amen.
What kind of light is that? What kind of light is that? Amen. Charity suffers long and is kind. Don't puff up itself. Don't get itself lift up. It's not puffed up. You see, when we talk about being a light, you can't be walking around in pride, thank you somebody, for nothing. And the first thorn sticks you, you're the first one to holler. You see, we got to change this. We got to change our attitude here in the church, amen. It's not changing on the outside. We got to change it in the church, amen. Amen. Because if you're going to be a light, you got to be different from everybody else. So God said, we're supposed to be a light to the Gentiles. Amen. We're supposed to be a light to the world. And you are not being a light when you're acting just like the world. Where's the difference?
What's the difference? All right now.
Come on. What's the difference? Why they don't want to come to church? Because we're doing the same thing they're doing. They're getting drunk and you getting drunk. Hallelujah. Hey, they fornicating and you fornicating.
Come on now.
They committing adultery and you committing adultery in the church. Now, I ain't talking about people on the outside. They supposed to do that. Unsaved person supposed to do what unsaved person do. But when you come and say you saved and you got the Holy Ghost and you speaking with tongues, hallelujah, and you got the power of God in your life, and you lay down for that 5 second to get your 5 second thrill, amen, and lose a lifetime of hope and lose your inheritance, you're going to give up your inheritance for a 5 minute thrill. You ain't nothing but a fool.
Amen. Better preach your word today.
Living just like the world, but we call ourselves a light. You try to get somebody, you try to get a man saved and you're sleeping with him.
you try to
get a woman saved and you're sleeping with her. But you said you was a light though, eh? Amen. You said you had the Holy Ghost. I know you're speaking with tongue, you know. But somewhere down the line you missed it, amen. If you're doing that, you say, you're good for nothing. Amen. I can't use you. You might as well throw you on in the fire and be burned because you done lost your Savior. You done lost your influence. Hallelujah. Are you with me here? You go to the club like everybody else go to the club. Where's the difference? You paint it up like everybody else painted up. Where's the difference? Come on, y'all. You wearing the Jezebel spirit like everybody else wearing it, amen? Jezebel painted herself up. She made herself attractive. You know, if you're not selling, why are you advertising? Your dress shorter than everybody else's dress, amen? Hallelujah. Your dress so tight, I see the cheese in it.
My God, you better preach that.
Come on now, amen. And then you're supposed to be singing up on stage with your breast showing. Your dress cut so low I can tell you don't have a bra on, but you're supposed to be a light though. Oh, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You ought to just shut up and go sit down somewhere. You ain't no example. You good for nothing. You're not instead of you influencing the world in your singing. The world is influencing you. The world got you dressing like they dress. The world got you acting like they acting. The world got you going where they go. But yet you say you the light, though. But amen. Yet you say you influencing them. But no, they're influencing you because you went after the money like they went after the money. And you changed all of your holiness, your holy perspective, so that you can have the money like they got it.
You better preach that, Pastor Paige.
Amen.
You want to be seen. If you want to be seen, be different. When you come into the place, everybody ought to know you the light. Amen. They ought to know something that's different about you. You shouldn't have to go tell them there's something different about you. They ought to know something that's different about you because you don't act like them. You don't cuss like them. Amen. You don't clown like them. You don't fall off at the mouth. You don't go off on folks all the time. You trying to influence somebody to be saved, and they see how you acting, they say, oh, I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that. Well, I'm saved. Don't you see I'm speaking in tongues? You ought to cut that tongue out until you get right. You shouldn't even be telling anybody you're saved if you ain't going to act right. You ain't going to do right, amen. You ought to stop putting God's name out there to saying this is the way God is because Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Now you are the light of the world. You're supposed to look just like me. If you don't look like me, stop advertising. Stop telling people you're saved. And I got a cigarette stuck in my mouth, but I'm telling everybody I'm saved. and deliver it. Yeah, right. Come on, y'all, amen. I'm talking about we're supposed to be the light of the world, amen. I'm trying to say some changes got to come. You see, the reason this coronavirus is here, the coronavirus here is to bring change.
Amen.
That's why it's here. It's trying to get you to change. It's trying to get to see you that all of a sudden it gives you time. We've been at home. It gave us time to look at ourselves. Yeah, I'm finding out the area of my ways, amen. I got to change. I got to do different. I got to do better, amen. That's why God said, I'm sending that coronavirus so you can repent. You have time now to look at yourself. You have time now to evaluate yourself. You have time now to look at yourself and look at Jesus and see if is there any resemblance. You know, every time we get a child, you know, we always try to compare the child to see whether the baby, does it look like somebody, amen? You know, we say, well, that brother looks just like his daddy. There ought to be some resemblance, amen? If Jesus said he's the light, and now he said you are his child and you have become the light, if you can't show no resemblance, you missed it somewhere along the line. You need to go back and get it right, amen. You need to fall on your face and you need to begin to pray. You need to beseech God and say, God, whatever this is in me, take it out right now, Lord. Take this spirit out of me, Lord. Maybe it came in from your mama. It came in from your daddy. Wherever that spirit came from, Lord, take it out of me, amen. And that's why God said, you can come to me for anything and ask for anything that you need, and I'll give it to you. I'll change you if you ask me to change it. But if you don't ask for no change, then I've got to let you continue to go on the way you're going. But then I'm just going to burn you in the end. Are y'all with me today? Amen? Huh?
Amen.
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 You see, he goes on down, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away that childish thing. How do children act? We got saints here acting like little children.
Yep.
Got to pamper them all the time.
Yep.
If you don't say something good about them, they have a fit. Well, what about me? You didn't say nothing good about me. You didn't give me no praise for what I did. Still acting like children, amen? Still throwing your temper tantrum. Every time something come up, you throw a temper tantrum, but you speak in tongues all day. Come on, where's this inside thing? This is supposed to be an inside thing, not an outside thing. Something wrong with your heart. We need to ask God, cleanse my heart, O Lord. Wash me with the water of the word and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Maybe the Holy Ghost needs to be renewed in you somewhere down the line. Somewhere down the line, your oil has ran out. And you need a time of refreshing need to come from the presence of the Lord. Somewhere down the line, something took place in your life that changed you from where you used to be. When your first was not saved, you was on fire for the Lord. Everything came out of your mouth. It was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But now, all of a sudden, you're going back to the old stuff that you used to do. Well, where's your light today? Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said we're supposed to be a light.
Right.
And see, what we've done, we preachers, and I say we preachers. Is that all right?
That's all right.
We preachers and got too easy. We let you buy with everything, amen. But everything can't be in the kingdom of God. No flesh. No flesh is going to enter into the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood is not going to enter therein. You got to be spirit. You got to be changed. You got to recognize the working of God here. You got to recognize that situation in life bring change to your life.
Come on now.
Situations of life bring change to your life. And you got to realize that the situation that God allows in your life, he allows those situations to come in your life to bring change.
All right.
Come on. This virus brings, this virus that's in our lives should bring change.
I'm bringing change.
But everybody's just waiting for it to be over so they can go back doing the same thing they used to do.
Mm.
They're going right back to the club.
Mm. No.
They're going right back. They go right back to that man bed.
Mm.
Going right back to that sister bed. Amen. Amen. Yep. They're going right back to doing the same old thing they used to do. But why are they afraid and why are they scared? That's why God tells us not to preach fear to people, because soon as the fear is over, the relationship is over.
Mm.
I'm just doing it because I'm scared. Amen. I'm afraid.
Well,
see, when the fear is over, the relationship with God is over. Amen. We can talk about hell so hot and tell you about hell and scare the hell out of you, amen. And then you get scared, but as soon as the fear leaves, the relationship has left. You see, God wanted this thing to be love.
Come on.
God wanted this thing to be love. I want you to change because you love me. Not because you are what we call fear. Not because you are afraid of me, but I want you to love me because of what I did for you, amen. I want you to love me because I took the stripes on my back for you. I want you to love me, amen, because I died for you, amen. I want you to love me because I bled for you, amen. I want you to love me because I took the nails in my foot. I want you to love me because I took the nails in my hand. I want you to love me because of what I do for you. Not just love me because you are afraid to go to hell, but I want you to love me for love's sake, because God is love.
Amen.
You ought to love me just for what I do for you, not anything else, just what I did for you. I've already done for you. I don't want you to love me just because you are afraid you're going to hell. That's not the reason I came. I didn't come to judge you, amen. I came to save you, amen. I didn't come to take you to hell. I came to take you to a place where you can have joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. I came to bring you up, not put you down. You see, that's part of us. We always put each other.
But we say we love one another.
Come on. Amen.
How can you say you love me and you put me down all the time?
Mm.
How can you say you love me? And you saying bad things about me all the time. How can you say you love me? How can you show love toward me? If I'm treating you bad and you treat me bad, how can you say you love God? How can you say you love God and you can't love the brother who you're with?
Ooh, Jesus.
How can you say you love God and you can't love that sister?
Mm.
You find fault in her and don't find no fault in yourself.
But you're
supposed to be the light, though.
Yep.
Kikara marara masaka.
All right.
How can you say you love God and you treat me bad and talk about what I don't do? What do you do? Are you going to go to hell because they're going?
Nope.
You going to treat them like they treat you? You going to talk about them because they talk about you?
Well,
how can you say you love your husband? And sometimes we wonder why he left you.
My God.
Because you was there to help him, but you was there to rule him. You had that Jezebel spirit on you. Witchcraft. You said you loved him, but you was talking about him all the time. You was telling people what kind of person he is. Then realize that you, not only were you destroying your husband, you were destroying yourself. A foolish woman destroys her house with her mouth. But you thought you was wise. You thought you was wise because you were speaking with tongues. But you forgot about the rest of it, amen. You didn't live the rest of it. You lived that part. You spoke in tongues like God said. But what about the rest of it, amen? What about the love you're supposed to have for your brother? What about the love you're supposed to have for your sister? What about the love we're supposed to have for one another? Are y'all with me today? I don't know. Let me see what time it is. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I mean, I woke up with this, so y'all have to forgive me for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wake up all the time like this. Amen. Amen.
Peace word.
First Timothy 4:12, verse 12. First Timothy, verse, so you know where I'm at. Amen. First Timothy 4:12.
The word.
Hallelujah. Come on, I said we need to repent.
Amen. Amen.
We need to get it back right. We was doing it right, but we quit.
Mm-hmm.
We got soft.
Mm.
But every now and then, we got to break out the hammer and hit you side the head with it and make it hurt. Because if I don't bust something open every now and then what's on the inside won't come out.
Mm.
Are you with me there?
Amen.
1 Timothy 4:12, that's what I said?
Yep.
Amen. Listen to what Paul tells Timothy. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in all purity. How you going to be an example if you're not pure? Won't keep yourself pure. You defiling yourself all the time. I know what the word said, but I ain't doing that. I ain't ready for that yet. See, them little foxes that's down there to spoil the vines. Amen. Samson took some foxes and put some fire on their tail, and they burned up a whole orchard. They burned up a whole field with just a fox with some fire on his tail. You see, the little foxes can't spoil the vines. It's some little things you don't do. Yeah, I know you don't commit adultery, you don't commit fornication. I know you don't do all that. But look at all that other stuff down in your heart. Look at all that resentment down there. Look at all that hatred down in there.
Mm.
Look at all that stuff. Look at all that stuff down in you. And you thought you was clean. Hmm? What did Paul say? Be an example. If you're going to be a light, be an example, is what Paul said. Be an example to who? Be an example to the believers. Don't let them see you. When things going bad, then they faint. If the preachers are fainting, what you think the people going to faint too, right? As goes the priest, so goes the people, amen. God said be an example. We got to start being an example, amen. If the world is crying fear, 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 we should be crying faith, faith, faith. Have faith in God, amen. While they're crying fear, we should be crying faith, because what? We're being the example of how we should go through this thing, amen. We're going through this thing being wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You see, we're going through this thing because we know what the outcome is going to be. We know God does everything for a season. And anything that's for a season, that means it's not going to be everlasting. It's not going to last forever. Everything that we can see is temporary, but we got to get up to the eternal thing. We're looking at the eternal thing, not at the things of this earth. Be thou an example. Is that what Paul said? Be an example to the believers. You know, I always wonder how, you know, when we look at the ministry that Paul told the women to do in the church, let the older women teach the younger women how to love their husband, and how to be keepers at home, and how to keep their children. I always wonder why nobody could teach that, because nobody fulfilling that, because it ain't in them to fulfill it. Because they don't love their husband. They don't keep their house. Come on, are you with me today?
Yeah.
There not be no example. See, we can't have this thing, don't do as I do, but do as I say. No, God said, what did God say? Be an example, right? People learn by seeing, right? They learn by seeing what you do, amen. Or you got to ask yourself, am I being an example to my children? What example are you showing your children? And you wonder why they act in the way you act, because if you wonder why they act the way they act, it's because the way you acted when you acted that way, amen. They just acting like you. Don't you see yourself in them? Don't you see yourself in them? They need to correct them, and you let them keep going. Hey, Bear, well, where's the example, folks? Where's the example? Now, the Bible does talk about being an example. We should dress in modest apparel and not like Hollywood, but sometimes people don't want to go to church because all the Hollywood stars is there. And they're ashamed to come in because you make them look shamed, and they don't want to come because, you know, you look like Hollywood in there. Yeah, you got your $1,000 suit and $500 pair of shoes and $100 shirts, and you got your cuff stuffed out, and you got all that on. You got your hair processed, and you know you got your big ring on. You got about 2 or 3 diamond rings on, and every time you hold your hand up with the mic, it flashes because you see. You said that's what the example of God is. And all Jesus had on was a robe. I won't say it was a cheap robe. I won't say it was a cheap robe, but he just had a robe on, amen.
Amen.
He wasn't out there trying to be flashy to show who he is. He wasn't out there trying to show the world who he is. They said he was meek and lowly. He made no reputation about himself. He didn't try to show himself to be anybody. Even though that he was God in the flesh here on earth, but yet he didn't act like God on the flesh. He acted just like a normal man. He didn't try to make himself above and look everybody else so everybody can see him with this stuff.
Amen.
If they're going to see you, they ought to see the Holy Ghost poured out of you. They ought to see the power of God coming out of you. If they're going to see something, they ought to see God in you. If you let God be seen in you, all the other stuff that you got on, you won't need all that mess. Because he said he will beautify you in holiness. He'll cause you to be seen.
All right.
Because of the glory of God that's upon your face, amen. He'll cause you to grow. He'll cause a glow to be on your life where everybody would know you, not because of what you got on, not because of what you got, but what's on the inside of you. See, it's supposed to be the Holy Ghost that's dying on the inside of you that's supposed to show the world who God is.
Come on, Pastor Paige.
Not your speaking in tongue that shows who God is, but what kind of life you live. That's supposed to be the example, amen.
Amen.
Be the example in charity. Show love. See somebody hungry, you got a few extra dollars, give them some. Don't keep it all for yourself all the time. Give them some every night. He that give it to the poor, or lend it to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
If you're going to lay yourself some treasures up, you got to do something to help somebody. To show that God provides, that God meet needs. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He meet needs. Because if you're not demonstrating God meet needs, the world won't know how God meet needs. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. If you're not doing anything to show what God is, then the world won't be able to know what God do because you're supposed to show what God does. When Jesus came, he came to demonstrate what God does. He came to demonstrate the world, the word of God. Amen. When he came to demonstrate the word of God, he said, God word heals. Be healed in Jesus' name. He said, God word lift up. Be lifted in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, be lifted up. Amen. He said, God, open blind eyes. Open some blind eyes. Open some deaf ears. Cause people to see. Be an example to them. Show people what God does. Your life should be demonstrating what God does. I love
Amen.
Like God.
Amen.
I talk like God. I act like God. I see like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be just like Jesus, y'all. And what's we supposed to be showing? The example. I gotta quit. I can keep on, but I know time is running out.
Amen.
But I'm trying to say we got to be the light. You are the light, amen.
Amen.
We got to be an example, amen.
Amen.
We can't be prejudiced, amen.
Amen.
When Paul talks about, he came to Peter, and Peter was supposed to be, he was an apostle. I won't say supposed to be an apostle, but he was an apostle. And when he was with the Gentile, he acted like the Gentile. So when the Jews come around, then he wants to separate himself from the Jews, from the Gentiles, because he was afraid of the Jews. Prejudice. An apostle now. I'm trying to say an apostle. And Paul said, I withstood him to his face. I told him he was to be blamed, that he wasn't being no example, amen. He wasn't being no example, amen. Paul said, Peter, I know you had the key to the kingdom, amen. I know you had the key to let the Gentile in. I know you had the key to let the Jews in. I know God gave you this mission. He gave you this thing to do, but what you are doing now is not right. You're not being an example to the gospel. That was Galatians chapter 2, verse 13, I believe. You're not being no example. And I had to tell you to your face. I didn't want to tell you behind your back. And see, that's what we ministers got to do and pastors got to do. We got to be bold enough to tell somebody else when they ain't doing right, whether they get mad or not. Mm. And if you correct them, they run away. They weren't nothing but a bastard anyway. If you can't see correction, you ain't nothing but a bastard anyway. Because a true father corrects his child, right?
That's what the word says.
A true leader ought to correct you, let you know when you're wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Because if I don't correct you, it means that I don't love you. Love corrects his child. Not said, oh, child, just go on, baby. It'll be all right after a while. It'll be all right after a while. And you don't know what holds tomorrow. You could die tomorrow. And in hell, you would lift your eyes because your daddy didn't correct you.
My God.
I said today, amen. You got to be a light. You got to tell them when they're wrong, even if they don't listen. Because once you tell them what's wrong, the blood is off your head. That's why I ain't going to sit around and argue with nobody about that. I'm going to say what the word said. If you don't want to receive it, go to hell. I know you heard that, didn't you?
Yeah, we heard that.
Because there's only two places. It's only two places you're going, right?
That's true.
And if you don't want to receive correction, then which way you going?
Yeah.
You're either going the right way or the wrong way, amen.
Yes, that's
amen.
That's right.
There's only two ways. Ain't no in between.
Ain't no in between. Come on now.
It's either evil or it's good. There's no in between. There ain't no gray line in here.
Ain't no gray line.
Is either right or is it wrong? Is it right or wrong?
Uh-huh.
If I tell you what's right, and you don't want to take the correction according to the word of God, and you want to keep bleeding what you believe, and even though you're ready, and then you're going to put your butt in there, get your butt out the way. That's what a goat do. A goat always butt. It's either you said it or it didn't say it. It's either it is or it's not. And then if the word ain't right, let's throw the whole book right. Throw the whole. If you can't receive what it said, throw the whole book away.
My God.
If you're going to go through that and pick and choose what you want to believe, throw the whole book away.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to believe what Moses said and not believe what Paul said, throw the whole book away.
Come on now.
There's no partiality in God.
My God.
Well, I know what, this is what Moses said. Yeah. This is what Paul said. This is what Peter said. If you can't accept what the apostle said, throw the whole book away. Don't get back under the Old Testament. Go back to the law. Get back under the law and be damned. Come on, I say we got to be an example, y'all.
Got to be an example.
Come on, I know we need to repent. I got to quit. Come on, we need to repent. We need to repent. We need to repent.
Amen.
We need to repent. We need to change our minds.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change our mind and get back to the word, what the word of God says. Do we need to get back and start doing it and put away this little petty gospel and realize souls are at stake and people's souls are at stake. If your soul is at stake, we got to repent and do it right.
Amen.
We start looking at the wicked prospering. We start seeing all these other church prospering, and how big they grew, and they look, and they look like they got everything, and they got big old buildings, and then we already knew what the truth was. Amen. We already knew we got to be baptized in Jesus' name to make it in, because that's what the book say. We already knew that. But we start leaning over to the other side because we want to be like them so that we can have stuff like them. We already know it ain't but one God. The Bible done said it all over. I'm one God. I'm one God. The devil know it's one God. Everybody already know that. It ain't three, it's one. Amen. Everybody already know that. But we kind of lean over that way. You know, the Bible said if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. Now, if you want to be saved today, the Bible first said repent. I know everybody said make a confession. No, you need to repent first and then make your confession. You need to have a godly sorrow first. You need to see your sin. Because if you don't see your sin and don't acknowledge your sin and want to repent of it, what you going to be repenting of?
That's right. Okay.
So you need to repent first. You need to change your mind. Say, I'm tired of going this way and I want to go the other way. I'm tired of falsehood and I want to walk into the truth. Repent. Then make a confession of what you believe. If you believe Jesus died, you need to confess that. Amen. And then you need to ask him. Then say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and live in me, and direct me and lead and guide me. So if somebody want to be saved today, you need to acknowledge it today. You can't make it in without the Holy Ghost.
Can't make it in without the Holy Ghost.
Can't make it. No other way. Ain't no two ways in there. There's either a right way or a wrong way. Can't be two ways. Can't be two ways to baptize. Can't be two ways to be baptized. Can't be. I don't see it in the book. Can't be two ways whether you sprinkle or you emerge. Can't be no two ways. Don't see it in the Bible where there's two ways to make it in. Don't see but one door to get into. And if you don't go into the door and climb over the wall, you'll be treated like a thief and a robber. Father God, I just thank you today. Does somebody want to be saved today? Father God, I just thank you for this word, Lord, that you woke me up with.
Yes, Lord.
I give you praise and glory for it, Lord. I have spoken your truth today, Lord. Let not this truth fall on deaf ears, Lord. But I command the ears to be opened that they might hear.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I command blind eyes to be opened that they might see.
Yes, Lord.
I command, Lord, their mind to come into understanding that they might know.
Yes, Lord.
What is the hope of your calling?
Yes.
And the full riches of assurance that we have in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And let this word do what you sent it to do.
Yes.
You said it would accomplish that which you were sent to do.
Yes.
And Lord, help us to repent and change.
Change, Lord, change.
And so that your will might be done.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I pray. Amen. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
And we'll be in a, amen. We don't want to let go without having a testimony. Somebody want to add to. Somebody want to say something after. We give you opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything anyone like to say today?
Pastor Faith, that was a fresh word. That was a fresh word. That was a fresh word, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for a fresh word.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Well, thank you, Lord, for the word on today.
Yes, yes.
You need to, these people, they call themselves saints, but yet they got their own Bible. I like to see their Bible. Some of these folks, I like to see what Bible they reading. Because we read the same Bible. We work, Pastor Page always say, we work for the same boss. How you got different instruction? We work for the same man. And so I just thank God that people are, thank God for all the way in Texas. I'm in California, but we speak in the same word. When there's no divided, there's no division. God say that there shouldn't be no division amongst you. You should be speaking the same word. You should be perfectly joined together. And so if you, and you should be in Ephesians 4:11 in the unity of the faith. You see, you, I didn't heard nobody hang up on this line when he was preaching. Why? Because everybody agreed with the word. Everybody agreed what went forth. Now, in some of these churches or some of these lines you get on, is, and they go hang up and get mad and raise their fingers in the church and tiptoe out. I don't want to hear that. Because why? They're not unified and they're not in the unity of the faith. When you're unity in the faith, you can absorb the word of God, even if it hits you upside the head. So I thank God for the word that went forth on today, Pastor Page on fire. And we got, that's where we got to be. We got to be on fire today for the Lord, just like you started out on fire. When you, the way you start is the way that you should end. And then you have the expected end. Amen.
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 I'd like to say, keep the holy word up. I'd like to hear it.
Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Well, if there's nobody, no one else has anything to say, we're going to pray out today. And thank God. Who's that?
Hey, it's just Lady Prue.
Go ahead, sis.
Now, that's pure truth right there, Pastor. That was pure truth. You know, it's just, it's a, you know, I just feel like that where it should cause all of us, you know, to look within ourselves. You know, it's easy to point the finger, but we have to look into ourselves. This is, I feel
Amen.
Like it's a time of self-examination.
Amen.
And,
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Who was that? I thought I heard somebody else. Hey, man. Well, we're going to go. Father God, we are thankful for the word of God. Oh, Pastor Prigo, would you let us know what we need, what to do? I don't know. I don't know what to do.
He
did pull us out, Pastor. Is he on?
Mm-mm.
All
Mm-mm.
right, then.
No.
Praise God. All right, then. We're going to pray out. Y'all know, however they say, send the money to you. I don't know what is care.
It's
carechurch.
It's carechurchinc@gmail.com for PayPal and Cash
App. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I was having a little trouble over here. I got all these lines connected. I was talking
okay.
to y'all. Just couldn't hear me. Praise God. Amen. I first I want to say, Lord, I thank God for that word on this morning, Pastor. Amen. That was a good word. Praise God. We thank God for that word. Amen. And, of course, it's offering time for those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, those of y'all out there online listening. Praise God. You can go to our PayPal account, or you can go to our Cash App account. All you got to do is type in our email address. Our email address is carechurchinc@gmail.com. That's carechurchinc@gmail.com. And you can go ahead and give your offering and your tithes right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Especially those of us that have been blessed with the government calls essential jobs. Praise God. You know, those of us that don't get to stay home. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to make sure we pay our tithes and our offering. Praise God. Because like the pastor keeps saying, this ain't gonna stop. Hallelujah. Amen. The bills ain't going to stop, brother. Praise God. Not only the church bills, but remember, we got to keep that blessing over our life. The Bible says if we don't pay our tithes, we are cursed with a curse. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to keep that curse off of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So once again, you can go to PayPal. Amen. And you can go to Cash App. Just type in carechurchinc@gmail.com, and it'll take you right to the page where you can donate. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Y'all heard that? I'm just asking to give so you won't miss your inheritance. You're not giving just to be given, but there's an inheritance that you're going to receive from God. And so give so that you won't miss your inheritance. Father God, we are thankful for the people of God. We thank you. Did someone else have something? We're thankful today, O Lord. We ask that the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may it rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now, and forevermore. And may your people be blessed, healed, and delivered. In Jesus' name, let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
I'll see y'all Wednesday night,
amen.
Same time, same station at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. We can take time with the Bible and go through this instead of me preaching this. Amen. I'll see you then.
Amen.
God bless you.
Children and your children's children.